A reading from John 7:28-31. When Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not here on my own authority, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." At this they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Still many in the crowd believed him. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?"
Boy, this is loaded. First of all, this sentence, which has that beautiful complexity, almost this simple complex, almost like a contradiction. There's simplicity in the complexity of the thing. "I am not here on my own authority, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him because I am from him and he sent me." It's almost repeating the same thing, but he's creating this connection to the Father, and the connection back from the Father to him, and from both of them to truth.
Yeah. There's no what I would call false humility in Jesus. There's no denying his reality. He's certain on his identity, because he knows from whom he comes. He's certain on his teaching, because he knows the source of his teaching. He's not putting forth a message for his own benefit. And this kind of complexity, this Nazareth guy from Galilee, from the peasant society in some ways, and yet with this incredible authority and royalty wrapped around him. He is a mysterious figure. When you really spend time to get down to what Jesus does, you're kind of moved by the mystery of him as the God-man.
And then perhaps because of just what you said, the crowd falls into the truth about him, because they have been wondering, they've been claiming he is this or he's that, or they are attacking him, or they feel threatened by him. But then they say, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?" They're zeroing in on the truth, even though they're not quite saying this is the Messiah.
Right. They see him out of the great tradition of Elijah and Elisha, and this expectation that the one would come in the same kind of power and the same kind of declaration. And yet there's enough mystery surrounding him that they can't make the declaration, this is the Messiah. It's kind of the tension that we all find ourselves in as we deal with the mystery of Jesus today. We look on, and I think C.S. Lewis kind of captured it for us so well when he says, you only have one of three choices when you look at Jesus. He's either Lord, liar, or lunatic. He can't be a prophet, simply a good guy on his own, because he said things that would put him in divine categories. And so if he did that, he would have been a bad prophet, which makes him a liar. The other option is that he was delusional, believing these things about himself. You know, what are you? You have some kind of Messiah complex, mm-hmm. as we say today. And so it leaves us with one of those three choices. And those who get it and are willing to take the risk will say he's Lord, much like Peter says in that great moment. You are the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who's sent from God. And this is going to be the challenge for everyone through the end of Jesus' life, and it's the challenge for us today as well.
Yeah, I wanted to just reinforce what you just said, because that was on my mind as you were talking. The challenge has moved through time into the present time. And for I don't know if to say this, how to say this exactly right, but there is a decision, and we hear about this all the time, that you have to make that choice. Because without making that choice, you're declaring who he is in one of those three ways. But if you declare him as Lord, that's totally transformational, even though it sounds simple, maybe too simple, but it's transformational in terms of your life.
Changes everything. He's either Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all.